Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. If you have a Bible question or some life issue you'd like to discuss with us, the lines are open right now, and we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We live in a world that is not a very friendly place toward Christians, and certainly the truth of that statement is being felt by Christians all over the world like never before.
Yeah.
As Jesus said, the world's not going to like you. Why? Because the world didn't like me.
Exactly.
So if we're like Jesus, and John says we are, that we are like Jesus in this world, then the world is going to be after us. It wants us to conform to its ways. Mm-hmm. It wants us to be a part of what it's doing.
Yeah.
It wants us to be on the world side of history instead of God's side of history. And we see this happening more and more and more every single day.
Yeah, indeed we do.
That we wake up. And today I just want to talk a little bit about the world, the nature of the world. You know, we have this thing, let's go out and change the world. Well, folks, we're not going to change the nature of the world. It's just not going to happen. Why? Because the nature of the world is always going to be dictated by the prince of the world, and that's Satan himself, the evil one.
Yeah.
So this world is under the hands of the evil one. We see that at the very end of First John. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So until Jesus comes back and sets all things right and releases creation from the curse of sin, as Paul talks about in Romans 8, any attempt to change the world is going to be futile.
Right.
Why? It's the nature of it is embedded. It's just there. But guess what? We've been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have come to Christ, they've been changed. What does that mean? Well, they once loved the world, and they lived to gratify the desires of the flesh, and they followed the ways of this world. But now all that's been changed. The heart has been moved out of the center of the world and has been placed right in the center of Jesus Christ. So our affections are now toward him. That doesn't mean the world is gonna stop messing with us or going to stop leaving us alone. That's not the nature of the world. So let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, and we're going to see something about the world. So John says this, "Do not love the world or the things in the world." Now we used to, now we've come to Christ, now we love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where our hearts lie. That's where our hearts are turned, toward Jesus Christ. So it says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So this isn't a Christian, somebody that loves the world and doesn't have the love of the Father in him. They're not saved. Why? Because Paul said in Romans 5 that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts, that this love is there. It's inside of us. So we have the love of the Father living in us. That's why we can love others as God in Christ has loved us. And then he says this, for all that is in the world. Now, this is kind of the world system. Is this. It's the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride and possessions. That's what is of the world, and that's not from the Father, but is from the world, and this world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Well, who is it that does the will of God? Well, it's anyone who turns to Jesus by faith.
Right.
That is the will of the Father for you and me, that we would turn to Jesus and receive life in his name. When we receive life in his name, then our hearts are changed and our affections are now toward Jesus. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
But that world that we live in, it is filled with people who are operating out of the desires of the flesh. So they're living to gratify all of that that is anti-God. So sex was something that God created, something that he invented. to be enjoyed within the bonds of matrimony. Mm-hmm. So one man, one woman. There was a creational aspect of it. We bring new life into this world through that sexual act. Well, what has man done? Man has perverted that under the influence of sin. We've perverted what God has brought about, what he invented, what he put forth at the very beginning of mankind. And so the world operates to gratify that perverted sense of sex. Mm-hmm. That's all the world lives for. That's a big part of what the world lives for. So we have to understand that. There's the desires of the eyes, what we see with our eyes, and this gets to the nature of coveting. Mm-hmm. I want what you have. Why? Because I'm going to become a better person in the sight of everybody else if I have what you have, if I have the wealth that you have, if I would drive the car that you drive, if I have a bigger house that you do. Mm-hmm. So these eyes of ours, we take in what's in front of us, and we say, those things will make me happy. Yeah. So it's the desires of the eyes. And then it's the pride in possessions, what we have. Look at good old me, man. I've got more toys than you do, so I'm better. Well, that's the world system. That is the current order of things as we see it and experience it on a day by day basis. Well, we're not going to change that order that's in the world. That's too big for us. It's Jesus' job, and there's going to be a time where he comes and makes all things new. Well, we're the first fruits of that. We're the ones who have come to Christ, and that's why Paul calls us new creations. Why? Because we're a part of this new thing that God is about, and we're the first of that to believe in Christ. And we can represent this newness in this world of darkness today. So this world isn't a complicated place. It tries to make itself out to be, but it's not complicated at all. It's just made up of three things: the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions.
Yeah.
That's it. You pull back all those layers, and this is what you're going to get to. So recognize that, and then thank God that your heart has been turned away from the world right to Jesus Christ.
Indeed.
That's good news.
That's good news. Thank you, Bob, for that. And that's the kind of news that you hear every day on Basic Gospel. And we're glad that you're here to hear it today. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. We would love for you to come in and be a part of this edition. If it's about around 8 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the Basic Gospel live broadcast. And we would like to speak directly with you if you have a question or some pressing life issue you'd like to discuss. A great opportunity right now at 844-322-2742. And friends, this month's donor gift is a DVD. I believe it's 5 messages, and it's called Your Living Hope. It answers the question, how do you stay strong and true to who you are in your Christian life in Christ? Well, it's our way of saying thanks to each of you, our donors, this month. Click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Your Living Hope. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Yeah, that particular resource that we have is a look at 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So Richard and I just marched through each chapter, and each message looks at the content of each individual chapter. And there's some powerful, powerful truth that Peter penned under the inspiration of God's Spirit that can really help us at a time like this.
Yeah.
And we have to realize the time that we're in. So the world is exerting more pressure on us than it ever has. What's the intent of the world? To make us conform to the patterns of the world. But we have to realize we have someone in us who is greater than the world. We have someone in us who has already overcome the world. And we have to realize that our faith in Jesus is our victory as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some rock solid truth to stand upon. And that's what this particular resource is all about. and we want to put it in your hand to help you in your journey with Christ Jesus.
And it's our way of saying thank you for your support, and we would love to hear from you today at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent home link right there on the homepage where you can hit. It's called Donate, as a matter of fact, and you can click that, and it will take you where you need to go on the website to make your contribution and join us to proclaim this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we had this call from Alex that came in over the weekend. Alex is having a tough time in his life. Let's see if we can offer Alex some help. Let's hear from him first.
Yeah, hi, this is Alex calling again. When you're in a bad situation in life and your circumstances just don't seem to change for a long time, you know, been homeless for 9 months with no vehicle, you start to feel very hopeless. I just don't feel like I have peace with God. What do I do? Because it feels like there's nothing I really can do. I cry out to God just about every day. What can I do with God to try to get a relationship with Him or something? So thank you.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for calling. We've had some conversations in the past, and my heart just really goes out to you.
Yeah.
And one thing I want you to recognize is this, that your circumstance isn't the metric by which you judge the love of God for you. Oftentimes we think if God really loves us, then He would get us out of this situation. If God really loved us, you know, that job would come knocking on my door. If God really loved me, this is what would happen. And so because circumstances don't change, and it seems like for a long, long time, 9 months is a long time,
yeah,
to be homeless and without a car and without a job, a steady job, a steady source of income. So then you start thinking, well, maybe God doesn't love me, or maybe I haven't responded to Him correctly. If I would just respond to Him correctly, then blessings would pour out. So this is not something that's on your shoulders, Alex, and I don't want you to put your situation in front of your eyes and let that be the filter through which we look at God. There's only one way to really look at God, and that is through the cross of Jesus Christ. And there Christ demonstrated His love for you, Alex, and that while you were a sinner, He died. Why did He die? So that your sins could be taken away, so that you could be released from the power of sin and death, so that Christ could come and live inside of you. So, Alex, I think through some email conversations that we've had that you've expressed a pretty solid faith in Jesus Christ. You've expressed a solid understanding of the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all in accordance with Scripture. So if that's the case, you just have to be confident that Jesus has saved you.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not another prayer that you can pray. There's not something else that you can do. You've exercised faith in Jesus. You've received Jesus. And as a result of that, Jesus is in you. So be grateful. Be thankful for that. And what that means for you is, as awful as the circumstance is that you're going through, Jesus is right there with you. So because He's there with you, there's always hope. As Paul said, Christ in you is your hope of glory, that this new covenant that you live under is the anchor for your soul. We see hope there. And with Christ, he's at work. So relax. As far as the love of God is concerned, let this be a time that God convinces you that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God. And let that love and let your heart grow deep roots, mm-hmm, into Christ. And then in the meantime, you keep doing what you know to do. Keep knocking on doors. Keep putting yourself out there, and put yourself out there in the confidence of Christ. in the confidence that he is for you, not against you. I mean, that's the reality, Alex. God is not against you. God is for you. And you look at Jesus, you look at what he accomplished for you, then you realize, hey, this God is for me. And so I can relax a little bit. And as you do, you just keep knocking, you just keep doing what you know to do. And every day at the end of the day, thank God that he met your need today. Mm-hmm. And trust him that he's going to do exactly the same tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if there are people out there listening that I think Alex is in California, maybe Oregon or something, I'm not exactly sure. If there are people out there that have contacts, have job opportunities, man, let us know so we can pass on whatever information we can to Alex and be a help, not only on a spiritual level, because there's spiritual needs, there's spiritual things that affect how we go about our day-to-day lives. And if you think God is against you because of your current situation, then you're not going to go out there in the world with much confidence that God's going to work this situation together for good. So let's help on the spiritual side, but if there are people out there that can help on a practical side, get him in contact with somebody that might can be of benefit to him, then let us know. Yeah, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, and you can do that at 844-322-2742. Friends, at the very top of the homepage, basicgospel.net, you'll see two links, one to Facebook, one to YouTube. If you click those just before the program comes on at 3 p.m. Central Time, you'll be able to join us inside the studio and see what it looks like as we go about the broadcast every day. We'd love for you to do that. And, Bob, did you have something there?
We do. We have a YouTube question, which I think is really good. Alden says this. There's a group in the Philippines. And they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe he is God. But they have the same principle of grace that we believers have. How do we consider them? Well, I think, a big deal is, what do you say about Jesus? If he's not God, how are you going to confess him as Lord? So it's a big deal for somebody to say, I believe in Jesus, I just don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. And that's what they're saying. I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. Why? Because the Bible clearly spells out that Jesus was God in human flesh. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It wasn't a little g God, he was the God. Yeah. We see in Colossians that Jesus is the image of God, and in Hebrews that he is the exact representation. We see Jesus himself saying, I and the Father are one. We see Jesus saying to the paralytic, my son, your sins are forgiven. Why did he say that? Well, to show the Pharisees that he had authority to forgive sins. Well, what's important about that? Because they knew that only God had the authority to forgive sins. So what was he claiming? He was claiming to be God. He claimed to have the same name that God the Father does, I am. So he said to the Pharisees again, before Abraham was, I am. And that was what they knew to be the very name of God, as God expressed to Moses from the burning bush and saying, hey, I am has sent you to deliver the people of Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians. So time and time and time and time again, the scripture declares that Jesus is God. So if you've come to a Jesus in your mind who isn't God, and you maintain that belief that he's not God, that he's just a good prophet, then you haven't come to the Jesus of the Bible. You haven't come to the one who has taken away your sins. You haven't come to the one who was buried and raised back to life so that you could have everlasting life. As John wrote at the very end of his gospel account, these things have been written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's deity, that he has the same nature, same essence as God the Father, that the two are one, that you believe that he is the Son of God, and believing you can have life in his name. Mm-hmm. So any other Jesus doesn't match up with the Bible isn't a Jesus that has life and isn't a Jesus that can save. So you have to come to the real Jesus. So, Alden, I would certainly go back to that group or communicate with them all the passages of Scripture that say Jesus is God, and just leave the results of that in God's hands.
Good stuff, Bob. Thank you for that. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us, as I said. Friends, you know, giving to the work of Jesus Christ through Basic Gospel is a sure way of making an investment with an eternal impact. And as I say that, I think of the call that we got from Alex just a few moments ago. Countless people right here in North America find themselves in circumstances that move them into a downward spiral to depression and despair. They're without hope until they hear the good news, and that's where your gifts make a difference. Your support enables Basic Gospel to be on the air and online every day, teaching a message of hope and the love of Jesus Christ, and that is a priceless gift of truth. Please help Basic Gospel, everyone. Help us to help them. Your gifts, as I said, do make a difference. Click donate at basicgospel.net and join us in getting the word out. And when you give this month, as we said earlier, you'll receive a copy of our excellent DVD, Your Living Hope. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, this email question that came in, are communion and water baptism still relevant under the new covenant?
Well, under the new covenant, certainly they're relevant. We certainly see Paul talking about the fact that we've been baptized or placed into Christ. We've been buried with him, and we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. So when somebody is water baptized today, it's not regenerational. It's not something that is necessary for salvation. It is somebody celebrating what Christ has already done for him through his death, burial, and resurrection. Mm-hmm. And so that's a picture of what has happened.
Right.
And it's a public confession that to the body, that the body has the opportunity to celebrate with that person, with that believer. And it's a wonderful, wonderful celebration. So we know it doesn't save. We know it's not necessary for salvation. There's only one baptism. That's the spiritual baptism that we all receive the moment we believe. We're added to the body of Christ. We're placed into Christ's death. We're buried with him, and we're raised to walk in the newness of life. That's what the Spirit of God does. Water baptism simply celebrates that reality. Now, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11 about the Lord's Supper. He chastises the Corinthians for the way they were taking mm-hmm. it in an right. unworthy manner. And he says, what you're doing isn't even the Lord's Supper at all. There's divisions among you. There's the haves. There's the have-nots. You're getting drunk. It's just become a big, big party that does not take into consideration the blood and the body of Christ. Yeah. But here's what I would like for you to do as often as you can. Participate, break the bread in remembrance of Christ, drink the cup in remembrance of Christ, and pronounce to the world the victory of Christ that you as a body have experienced yeah. through faith in him.
Reflected so, through you.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So these are beautiful pictures of what Christ has done, ways that we can celebrate mm-hmm. the goodness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, that is good news from Basic Gospel, as you hear every day. And thanks, friends, for joining us today. We will be back tomorrow at the same time. Hope you'll join us then. In the meantime, if a question pops into your mind, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, that's 844-322-2742. If you'd rather write your question, you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. And friends, your donations, as I said, to Basic Gospel help us keep this good news coming on your station and online. And when you give in September, we'll send you our DVD, Your Living Hope. It's our way of saying thanks for your support of this ministry of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ called Basic Gospel. Again, donate at basicgospel.net and make your gift to receive your copy of Your Living Hope. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back the same time, same station tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.